silver anniversary of its relationship with Königslutter in Germany. For the last 25 years, families from the towns have been visiting each other and building friendships. So BBC Somerset's James Craig has been to meet some of them just after they arrived in the county town. This was yesterday evening.
I am called Lorna Aldridge and I live in North Taunton.
How are you feeling, Lorna? Everyone's just saw the German families have just arrived. Relieved.
Everybody's arrived and it's wonderful to see lots of the old faces that I knew from several years ago.
How long have you been involved in this?
I think it was the 1980s. My husband and I joined. We saw an advert in the paper asking for beds and we decided that we would help out. That was the first time. And then we went to Germany the following year and it's grown from there. We joined FOK.
And who's staying with you this week?
Anna and Earl. It's lovely.
I'm going to chat to Anna. I'm going to come round. How is it to be back in Taunton and back in Somerset?
Well, it's just lovely. You know, the crossing was great. We stopped at Windsor and saw the changing of the guard. And then, but you know, you come across here and you look where the tour is and it just seems so much home.
For you, what is it so special about coming here to Somerset?
Yeah, it is a relationship to the people. I mean, you could go on vacation to other places in Europe, but it's a relationship to the people to find out more about what people really think about politics, about matters in the world, and you know, that's really very interesting. I wouldn't want to miss that.
On behalf of Friends of Taunton, thank you very much, Dave. Thank you very much, Catherine, this Deputy Mayor, for the warm welcome. We are happy to be here. Nobody became ill on the way here.
I popped over to the next door. Look, see, there's people hugging everywhere, aren't there? There's people meeting each other, seeing each other again for the first time in a while. This is a lovely atmosphere.
We're friends. David, our chairman, has said the last few years, this isn't a twinny, it's a family affair. They are as friendly as we are.
What is it that made you first come up with this idea? Because you are the person that, yes, way back, before it even became an official, yes, twinning partnership, yes, you had this idea. Why?
Because my father was in the RAF. My school went to Hanover on an exchange in 1947, and he wouldn't let me go. The Germans were our enemies, and I grew up with that feeling until I met a group of Germans who weren't enemies. They were friends. And during that, I was a youth leader. This was with a youth leader seminar at Halsey Manor at Croker. And I met several of them. And one of them said he ran a youth orchestra of mandolins and guitars. Now, I'd never heard that sound before and said, wow, I'd love to hear it. I went over with a group from Bath later on that year, heard this group of youngsters and said, they should come to England. We should hear this. So that was the beginning.
My name is Hannes Zell.
Can you tell me a little about Königslutter? What kind of a place is it?
Königslutter is a little town of about 10,000 inhabitants, and we are famous for our cathedral and quite nice countryside around, forests, hills.
Are you proud yourself that the Twinning Association has worked so well and lasted for so long?
Yes, I belong to the board for maybe 20 years now, so we are proud, you know, that it's still existing. And I think the atmosphere between the two groups is very friendly, very familiar. You know, we come home, as your chairman said when he came to Königslutter last time, and we feel the same when we come here.
And who are you staying with? Is this your host?
This is my host.
What's your name?
Graham Bigwood.
Yeah. Where do you live?
I used to live in Somerset, but I've emigrated to Devon. So
the D word.
But I do listen to Somerset.
Call yourself a friend of Taunton.
Yeah. Yeah, my mother started this organisation all the years ago.
Ah, Shan, I've been speaking to her, yes. Right. What does it mean to you to be involved? It looks like such a fun, friendly occasion.
To enjoy twinning, you've got to understand how each other live. That is to understand how in each house, how different we are, but it is wonderful to get to know our friends. I've only joined here for the last year, so I'm a newcomer. We do need more young Somerset people, families, but it's hard to explain what twinning is until you actually go to their town and see how wonderful it is.
Thank you very much for the friendship. We are very happy to celebrate this week with you together, and let's have a good time together. Thank you.
Wonderful. Families from Taunton and the town of Königslutter in Germany speaking to BBC Somerset's James Craig. They're visiting Somerset this week, marking the 25th anniversary of the towns being twinned with each other. And maybe if you've got news of certain events that you do with the towns, the villages that you're twinned with where you are, do let us know, because I think it is such a lovely thing to say that we have here. Thank you very much. You can contact the programme today. It's 0345 303 1566. Text the word Somerset and then your message to 81333.
Somerset Sport, BBC Somerset.
Okay, let's talk football. Yeah, come on.